You're listening to SBS News.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 is pushing up daily case numbers to record highs. And while there's no doubt it's highly transmissible, there's not enough data as yet on its severity. With cases doubling every 2 to 3 days in New South Wales, Health Minister Brad Hazzard has warned infections could reach levels not seen so far in Australia.
What they're telling us is that by the end of January, we could be looking at 25,000 cases of the virus every single day.
If case numbers do climb to levels like that, key questions will be how many of those people will require admission to hospital and how many will end up needing to be treated in an intensive care unit. Brad Hazzard says the state government has done a lot of work to ensure the hospital system is well prepared.
The New South Wales government has done a lot of work to make sure that our ICUs are very capable, our intensive care units are very capable, our hospitals are very capable. I want to thank, as Health Minister, I want to thank all the health staff who continue, despite the load that they've borne for 2 years, they continue to look after us and they will continue to look after us. Our hospital system is well equipped to look after what may come.
The General Secretary of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, Brett Holmes, agrees the state has the hospital beds and equipment it needs, but says there are not enough intensive care nurses.
We've had a shortage of intensive care nurses. We've had a shortage of the commitment from the Ministry of Health and the local health districts to employ enough intensive care nurses. So we've been absolutely stretched to the limit, and more work needs to be done to recruit as many intensive care nurses, get them familiar and prepared for the next round.
Brett Holmes says each intensive care unit needs at least another 4 nurses.
We need between 4 and 8 more intensive care nurses in each unit every shift to provide the support to the nurses who are delivering one-to-one care with the ventilated patients.
He says, aside from his concerns about the number of nurses, another important planning consideration is recognising the existing workforce is exhausted after more than 2 years of dealing with a pandemic.
We are dealing with an exhausted workforce as well. The health system was running at full speed before we hit Delta, if we're heading into another round, that means that we've been working at a very high level for more than 2 years, going on 3 years, if you look back at the ever-increasing demands on our health system.
The President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners, Dr. Karen Price, says she's concerned about staffing over summer as the health system faces challenges on multiple fronts. She says GPs are already busy with the COVID-19 booster program and demands will increase next month when children between the ages of 5 and 11 start to get their coronavirus vaccinations. Dr. Price says hospitals always tend to be busy over summer.
The pressure on our hospitals is significant and we in general practice are well placed to take a lot of that pressure off, and we're certainly willing and able to step up and do that, but it's just that with the extra burdens on top, and of course everyone's pretty tired, it's just a little bit of a concern regarding the workforce.
Shoppers no longer have to wear face masks in retail environments in New South Wales, but Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chant says they should.
It's a small price to pay. I know that it can fog up glasses and I can know, you know, it can be annoying, but it's a very tiny act and you're actually protecting yourself, but more importantly, you're protecting others. Just remind you that you often don't know you've got COVID and you're infectious. Remember, you're infectious before you even get symptoms. Sometimes people can have such mild symptoms. So that simple action is really a very much a community-minded action, and I would urge us to continue to wear those masks in indoor settings.
Victoria has decided to keep a mask mandate in place for retail outlets, and the state government has confirmed it made that decision because of the Omicron variant. And Chief Health Officer Professor Brett Sutton has reiterated the importance of the now well-known COVID-19 mitigation measures, such as good ventilation and the use of face masks.
Masks are critically important. So we've got mandates, they remain in retail. It's strongly recommended in any other indoor setting. Ventilation, hugely important, whether it's home, your workplace or other settings.
Greg Dyett, SBS News.